And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. I would like to make a modest proposal. Governor McCrory and his GOP cronies want to stiff taxpayers $500,000 in legal expenses to defend the unconstitutional HB 2 bathroom bill in federal court. I say let the Republican Party pay for it, not the North Carolina taxpayers. Last week, the GOP Assembly surreptitiously passed a bill authorizing the transfer of $500,000 from the state's disaster relief fund into Governor McCrory's private budget. That would put North Carolina in desperate straits should a hurricane strike the Tar Heel State this year. This frivolous legal maneuver is another example of why North Carolina has been stigmatized as backwards, bigoted, and out of touch with current social norms. Haven't we been penalized enough due to the massive cancellations of major conventions, sporting events, and concerts because sponsors are boycotting the GOP anti-transgender law? The economic impact could be catastrophic. At this point, it has been estimated Governor McCrory and the General Assembly have caused the state to lose $87 million in revenue. And it could get much worse. Some economists predicting the state over the longer term could suffer losses of more than $500 million, not to mention businesses that have decided to move elsewhere. Think how those lost dollars could have been directed toward improving our schools and colleges, and maybe easing the mountain of debt that burdens our college students today. My modest proposal concludes with this urgent plea to Governor McCrory and the General Assembly. Repeal HB 2 and its corrosive effects upon our economy and our social fabric. It's not too late to do the right thing. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.